What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fantasy Family Foot.
Nope.
Dang. Welcome to the Fantasy.
Family Fantasy Football.
My God. Welcome to the Family Fantasy Football Show. Hope everybody's having a great day. I don't know why I forget that all the time. Okay. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're ready for the fantasy day. We're going to get right to it. By the time you listen to this, you'll realize there's a late recording, scheduling conflicts, as per usual when it comes to myself, my wife, my son. Made some noise there, sorry. Try to get everybody one at the same time. Try to get everybody on the page at the same time. It's proving to be a little bit difficult in recent weeks. So this morning, it's me and...
Liam!
What's up, buddy?
Nothing.
All right, so we're going to jump right to it. ESPN, last week, week six. Give you a heads up for Amy. She scored 139.86 and lost to a team who scored 171.82.
Jeez.
Yeah, she did decent points. She lost. I brought her to 1-5. Giving you a heads up, across the board, my three leagues, 0-4. So I'm not too happy about last week. I'm not too happy about this coming week. We'll go over that momentarily. So last week, I lost 114.92 to 166.7. I had Josh Allen with 29, Herbert with 11, Robinson with 19, Edmonds with 8, Lockett with 5.5, Cook with 12.5, Tim Patrick with 13, Van Jefferson with 5, my Jacksonville defense minus 1, Kyler Bass with 13. I lost to Kyler Murray with 26, Stafford with 26, Hunt with 11, McKissick with 19, Allen with 10, Keenan Allen, Robert Woods with 11, Noah Fant, 24.7, Emmanuel Sanders with 14, Indy's defense with 11, Prater with 15. Across the board, he beat me except for like two players, so it wasn't even close. 114.92, that's tough.
All right. I lost 126.18 to 152.62. I had Rodgers 23.7, Brady 18, Henry 35.6, Jacobs 15.2, Godwin 9, Marquise Brown 7.5, Tonyan 3, Zach Moss 5.9, Buffalo's defense 0. And Greg Joseph, 8. He had Dak Prescott, 27. Kirk Cousins, 28.5. Jonathan Taylor, 30. Gaskin, 3.5. Diggs, 24. Jamar Chase, 14. Jonnu Smith, 1.9. Rondale Moore, 5.6. Dallas defense, 13, and Jason Sanders, 7.
I mean, I'm looking at you. I know we talked about your flex, so you took out, you put in Zach Moss and took out, I'm not sure who you took out.
Beasley.
But yeah, Beasley on the bench with 22. So Mooney, I wouldn't expect you to play Mooney, but he had 16 on your bench, and Arizona's defense had 14 on your bench. So you could have maybe made it close. I'm not sure if you'd have won. Again, I'm no mathematician. But, I mean, it happens. And like I said, Mom, Ames, she lost. So this week, week 7, now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my frustration. We have, and now listen, I am for two quarterbacks. I like it. I have my Yahoo League is a two-quarterback league, but it's a 10-person league. And a mandatory one-quarterback backup. You can't have more than one quarterback on your team. And it's Yahoo, so it has to be self-regulated. ESPN has limits on players, on positions. I believe NFL has it also. Yahoo is self-regulated. You have to tell the people, don't do it. I am starting a team this week. Now, when you draft the team, it's your responsibility to pay attention to the buys. I have Josh Allen and I have Herbert. Both have a week 7 bye. I do not have a quarterback this week. I had Bridgewater. I started him. He got me, what, 17 points, 13 points? Not bad, but not good either. I have no other quarterback to play. Now, so I went through checking everybody out. There is nobody in this league hoarding quarterbacks. One guy has Trey Sermon and Tyrod Taylor on the bench, both out, one on IR, and then he has a backup quarterback. So he has five quarterbacks total. Two are not playing, one backup and two starters, which one backup, two starters is okay, but in a 12-person league, no matter what, you will always be one quarterback short. There are, I believe, six teams, that will always be one quarterback short. 32 quarterbacks, 24 teams, or 24 spots, that leaves six left over for six people not to have a quarterback in a 12-person, two-quarterback league. So it's going to be interesting this week. On top of that, I have Edmonds. Running back is out, so I have to put in Devontae Freeman. Lucky enough, Latavius Murray's not playing, so Freeman and Bell are going to split carries. Lockett, Tim Patrick I had to start because my receivers are out for Buffalo and for for the Chargers. Tim Patrick, 13 points last week, 3 points this week. Tight end, Dawson Knox, he's out. Uzma from Cincinnati. You know, here's my bench. Allen off. Herbert off. Robinson off. Montgomery injured. Bass off. Cook off. So those are my starters for two teams. And then Jacksonville, Robinson. So, do I blame the league? Not at all. I draft the players. So you guys out there to blame other people for your mistakes? No. You draft the team. You run with them. But a point of emphasis. 12 people, two quarterbacks, there's not enough, 32 starting quarterbacks for those teams, there's not enough to go around. Now, 1 week I'll take it because the other weeks I'm doing fine. They're scoring a bunch of points, Allen and Herbert. So I'm not going to complain after that. I'm just going to point out, man, this might need to be changed next year. But I'm not going to sacrifice my entire season by drafting a dud quarterback in the beginning of the year because of offsetting bye weeks. I got guys that score points. I'm not complaining. I'm very happy. And the gentleman I'm going against has Garoppolo, Heinicke. He had his two running backs, both from Denver, Williams and Gordon, 17 points, 11 points. He has A.J. Brown, Devontae Parker, Pitts, Cooks, San Francisco's defense, and Myers is the kicker. He has a good team. You know, I don't think I'm going to win. One down a quarterback. I got in backups everywhere else. So this looks like a give-me week for that guy. So good luck. I hope I win, but I'm not counting on it.
All right. I am projected to win 36% to 64%. The person that I'm going against is projected 112.4. I'm projected 150.3. He has Winston, Jones, Collins from Seattle, running back, Booker, Devontae Smith, Robbie Anderson, Darren Waller. His flex, Jarvis Landry, already played 8.7. Cleveland's defense already played 7. And then his kicker, McManus, 2. I have Rodgers, Brady, Henry, Jacobs, Godwin, Brown, Tonyan, Mooney, Arizona's defense, and Mason Crosby.
Your team looks good.
I think during the draft, I said bye week a good 15 times.
Yeah, no. Listen, we both got hit by this. This is a bye week for a lot of people. So now, me real quickly again. I had Denver's defense 3 points. Tim Patrick got me 3.6, and I had Bridgewater. We're not going to go over Amy's team, but Amy is projected to lose a 48% percentage versus a 52%. She's projected 137.4. The team she's going against, 143.5. So we do hope that she wins. Moving on to Yahoo's. That was our ESPN. It was a tough week last week. Looks like it's going to be a tough week this week. So last week, ESPN. Let me find the matchup here. Week 6. I went against Amy last week. Amy mollywopped me is the term. I scored 115.6. Amy scored 157.7. I had Herbert, Keenan Allen, Beasley, Jones. Now listen, Herbert with 14, Allen with 10, Beasley with 22, Aaron Jones with 21, Devin Booker with 11, Knox with 7.5, Claypool with 3, that crushed me, Bass with 18, New England's defense with 3, defensive player White with 4.5. That wasn't good. That totaled 115.6. Amy's team, Lamar Jackson with 16, Moore with 13, Jamar Chase with 17, Robinson with 20, Cook with 25, Seals Jones with 15, Emmanuel Sanders with 15, Tucker with 15, Carolina's defense with 9, her defensive player Singleton for Philadelphia, 11.5. I had a couple 20 guys and a couple single digits. She was double digits across the board except for defense. I mean, she beat me pretty easily. And on the bench, she had Carr with 33, McKissick with 19. You know, my bench had nobody noteworthy. So she beat me badly last week, old Ames there. Good job, babe.
Well, you had Darnold on the bench with 20.
Yeah, but I'm never going to start Darnold over Herbert unless it must. So I don't count that as anything.
Okay. So
But good call. Thank you.
I went against the highest points. I went against the highest points person for the week out of everyone. I lost 161.15 to 214.66. I had Rodgers 29, Thielen 32.8, Thielen 33. Deontay Johnson, 18.6. Daryl Williams, 25. Naheem Hines, 3.6. I can't with him anymore. I had him on my team last year. He did good for the second half of the season. This year, no. Higbee, 8.6. Julio Jones, 9.9. Carlson, kicker, 16. Tampa Bay's defense, 7. And defensive player Perryman, 11.05.
Yeah, I don't know how that 0.5 came in there. I was just looking at that. I don't understand how he got 11.0. Oh, he had
from a recovery and
return
a
yard. Yeah, so 0.5 for return yards. All right, go over his team because, I mean, listen, man, you scored 161. So you would have beaten me and your mom. You'd have beat the another guy scored 158 and won his matchup. You would have beat him. You had, 161. You'd have lost. You'd have only lost to three other people in this week had you went against anybody else. So again, you're putting up points running into the toughest matchup of the week.
Yeah. So he had Mayfield 22, Metcalf 13. Marvin Jones, 26. Derrick Henry, 41.6. Joe Mixon, 30.3. Mike Gesicki, 22.5. Leonard Fournette, 30.7. Harrison Butker, 11.6. Pittsburgh's defense, 12. And his defensive player, Campbell, 5.
Yeah, I mean, he hit it across the board. So he was the weekly winner. And like I said, you'd have beaten, out of a 12-person or 14-person league we have, you'd have beaten 10 other people.
Then my bench. Christian Kirk, 18.5. Kirk Cousins, 39.52. Sterling Shepard, 19.6. And then McCaffrey and Hilaire on IR.
Yeah, listen, it happened. So, Mom, she's going against the gentleman you went against last week. She has a 40% chance to win. He has a 53% chance to win. He's projected 140.46. She's projected 136. Now, he had Bridgewater go the other night with 18 points. So we'll see how Mom goes when we recap next week. I am up here projected to lose 113 to 146. So same problem in this league as I had in the other league. I'm starting Darnold, Tim Patrick, 3.6 points. I put in Peoples-Jones because up until I paid attention to the game, OBJ was not going to play, and Jarvis Landry was still on IR. So I go and put in Peoples Jones as a desperation play. He gets hurt in pregame or like the first series, something super early before the game even started, I believe. I start with a zero. Tim Patrick with 3.6. So two players gone, two skilled players, but a total of 3.6. So I'm not looking too good. So again, I have Darnold, Tim Patrick, Peoples Jones. I have Aaron Jones running back, Edmonds running back, Uzma as my tight end, Duvernay as my receiver, Graham Gano as my kicker, New England's defense, and my defensive player, White. I had to drop Cole Beasley because I do not have enough places on my bench to pick up a bye, because I have Knox on a bye, Claypool on a bye, Allen on a bye, Herbert on a bye, Bass on a bye, Keenan Allen. So my entire team is on a bye, and I had to drop a starting player so I could have somebody play. I was thinking about playing no defensive player, but I need all the points I can get. And then I'm going against somebody who has Hurts, Devontae Adams, McLaurin, Swift. He started Williams from Denver, 17 points. He has Goddard, Ridley, McManus with 2 points, Indy's defense, and Jamal Adams from Seattle. So I need to get like one of these crazy Sam Darnold 40-point games, Aaron Jones 40-point game. I need Edmonds to get his 25-point fluke game. I need a Hail Mary here. Not looking good for me, bro.
All right. I'm projected to win 58% to 42%. I'm projected 147.2. He's projected at 137.39. We all know that means nothing. I've been projected better than my opponent almost every week, and every week I've lost. So, I have Rodgers. Should I go over the projections or no? Okay. I have Rodgers projected 32.8. Shepard projected 13.76. Julio Jones projected 14.95. Williams projected 13.95. I picked up Booker, projected 13. Higbee projected 12.21. Kirk projected 12.82. Carlson projected 12.21, just the same as Higbee. Tampa Bay defense projected 12.96. And Perryman, defensive player, 8.5 projection. So, he has... Oh, wait. Both of my starting wide receivers are on a bye week. Deontay Johnson bye week, Thielen bye week, McCaffrey IR, Cousins bye week. I still have a open bench spot, so I could pick up.
Yeah, see, I had no open bench spot because I had too many players on a bye. And I'm looking at your starters. See, you have Shepard and Jones both questionable. I mean, they should play, but bye weeks, they're coming up, and it's going to be... You know, for a team who needs to get a bounce-back game, hopefully you go against someone who has their whole team on a bye, and you can kind of get a, what do they call it, a get-right game. Who knows?
Yeah, but I also did get a player update. Julio Jones is optimistic he will play.
All right, so that is our Yahoo. Did you go over his team?
No, he has Wentz, Higgins, Deebo Samuel, Jacobs, Kamara, Hunter Henry, Harris, running back for New England. McLaughlin, who already played Thursday night. 9.6, Baltimore's defense, and Holcomb, defensive player.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You asked to read the projections. No, don't read the – we've never read the projections before. Just read your team.
Okay.
All right? So that was our leagues, guys. Like I said, Liam has a chance. I believe Amy has a chance. And we all have a chance, you know? But Liam has the best chance. He's projected to win. Everyone else is kind of close. I have virtually no shot except for they have to play the game. So, FanDuel. We had a couple FanDuel teams last week. We had again, I'm not in the Survivor anymore. Everybody believed last week that was either the Colts they had or Dallas. I can't remember. It was my father, Amy, and Liam. They all won. So, they're all in it.
All right. My team.
Yeah, give us who you had and if you won or lost.
All right, and one thing, I had Stafford, Booker, Williams, Kupp, Chase, Brown, Waller, Gordon, and Rams defense. I lost in that one. The next one, another one of my teams. Rodgers, Williams, Hunt, Mike Williams killed me 3.7.
Yeah.
Marquise Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Waller, Melvin Gordon, and Colts defense. Lost in that one. All right, the one that we do with our friends and such.
Yeah, who won that one?
Me.
You won. Way to go. I set you up nicely.
Yeah, then I had Stafford, Williams, Booker, Kupp, Chase, Brown, Waller, Gordon, and Rams defense. Same as the other one. I won.
Like we said before, we do like a 7-8 person of people that's in our fantasy team with some friends. We do a tournament for $1. We do a quintuple, like a bet 2 to win 10, 5 to win whatever. And then like a 50-50, like low money. And then it's a friendly one with some friends. So Liam won that one. Way to go. I know I did a team. How'd it look?
Your team lost in both.
All right.
But it was close to winning in both.
Yeah. So. But I had Mike Williams as a flex, I believe, and that kind of... That got me.
Yeah, you had Burrow, Williams, Hunt, Devontae Adams, Chase, Patrick, Seals Jones, Mike Williams, flex, and Bengals defense.
Yeah, I had a team, but yeah, Mike Williams didn't do anything for me, and that seemed to be the most logical play. Like that was the easiest one for me to pick. Oh, he's gonna go out of control there with the Rams. But hey, listen, anything happens. Stats mean nothing. You had to play the game. What do we have for this week?
Oh yes. All right, this week, my team is Rodgers, Henderson, Jacobs, Marquise Brown, Godwin, Shepard, Ertz, Mike Davis, and Cardinals defense.
And how many leagues you have that in?
I have that in two.
You have two, okay.
And then you have your team in two as well. Your team. Stafford, Edmonds, Henderson, Hopkins, Kupp, Waddle, Seals Jones, Pitts, and Eagles defense.
All right, running back one more time. Your team, then my team.
My team, Rodgers, Jacobs, Mike Davis, Brown, Shepard, Godwin, Ertz, Henderson, Cardinals defense. Your team, Stafford, Edmonds, Henderson, Hopkins, Kupp, Waddle, Seals Jones, Pitts, and Eagles defense.
All right, that is our FanDuel. And then I did this Fox bet, again, win Terry's money thing. Last week was the same. I did not get any of the points, but I won 5 of the 6 games. Now, what does that mean? I won anything? No, it means I lost. But I had the right team. So this week, I have Kansas City over the Titans to win between 10 and 14 points. I have the Packers over Washington to win between 10 and 14 points. I have Carolina to beat the Giants to win between 10 and 14 points. I have Patriots over the Jets to win between 10 and 14 points. I have Miami to beat the Falcons to win between 5 and 6. And I have 49ers to beat the Colts to win between 5 and 6. So I'm looking at those 5 and 6. I don't know. I could see like winning by 1 or 2 and then a field goal, or winning by 1 or hopefully winning by 2 and then a field goal to set it apart to get that squared away, or down by 1, score the touchdown, no extra point needed, and get to 6. I'm not really sure, but we'll see how it goes. It's free. It's fun. You know, those are my picks for that. Again, Titans to lose. Excuse me. We'll start that again. I have the Chiefs, 10 to 14 points. Packers, 10 to 14 points. Panthers, 10 to 14 points. Patriots, 10 to 14 points. Dolphins, 5 to 6 points. 49ers, 5 to 6 points. And that is Win Terry's Money on the Fox Bet Super 6. That concludes our show. We're going to get our scheduling back on track, try to get the show out to you a little bit sooner so you have a few days to listen to it, see if anything pops into your head. Good luck with your fantasy week. Good luck with your favorite team. Hopefully you win, unless you're going against us or you know us. And again, you're going against us. We want you to lose. We want to win. We hope the same for you and your leagues. Good luck. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next time.
Bye.